Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So our reading, continuing our reading of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 12, entitled The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Today's text 204 to 212 through 212.
Yes.
So we can do the verses together. Ready? Ardine Jagannathir Netrotsavanam Mahotsava Hoyla Bhaktira Prana Saman. Translation: the next day marked the performance of the festival of Netrotsava. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees. Purport, Srila Prabhupada. After the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath during the fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath, having been washed, needs repainting. This is known as Angaraga. The Netrotsava festival, performed gorgeously in the early morning of the Navayovana day, constitutes the life and soul of the devotees. Netrotsava, netra means eyes. Festival of seeing the eyes, and the word for word is there. Festival of seeing the eyes. Utsava, of course, is festival. Text 205. Pakyadina duki loka prabhura adarshani darshana kariya loka sukha paidamani. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. Text 206. Mahaprabhu sukhiraya sababhaktagan Jagannatha darshani kariya gama. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the temple, visited the Lord in the temple. 207. Age kashi sarajai lokani variya pache govinda jai kaalamanaya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashishvara walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. Possessive, sannyasi's pitcher, no? Purport. The karanga is a kind of water pot, especially carried by Mayavadi sannyasis, and generally carried by all other sannyasis. Kashishvara and Govinda were Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's two servants. They were both actually godbrothers. They were instructed by Ishwarapuri to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Ishwarapuri departed. Kashishvara was had a very large body, apparently, and he would check the crowds of people from keeping them away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda, we've had many different pastimes with Govinda. We know some of those. Text 208. Prabhu age puri bharati dunhara gaman swarupa adveta dunhara parshvetu ijam. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him. And at his two sides walked Swarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. Text 209. Pache pache chali jaya arbhaktagan utkantate gila sabha jagannatha baba. With great anxiety, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Text 2:10. Darshana lobe te kare margaralanga bhogamandape jaye kare shimukha darshan. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regulative principles and, just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. Purport. There are many regulative principles of deity worship. For example, one is not allowed to enter the room where food is offered to Lord Jagannath. However, in this case, being very anxious because of not having seen the Lord for 15 days, all the people overruled the regulative principles and entered the room. Text 2:11. Trisharta praburanetra brahmara yuga gada krishnaya piye krishnara vadana kamala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. Text 2:12. Maybe we can do that responsively. Prafula Kamala Jini Nayana Jugal.
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 Nilamani Darpana Kanti Kanda Jalamala. Nilamani darpana kanti ganda jalama. Prafula kamala jini nayana jugala. Nilamani darpana kanti ganda jalama.
Nilamani darpana
Prafula Kamala Jini. Prafula Kamala Jini. Prafula Kamala,
Prafula Kamala,
blossoming lotus flower,
Jini,
conquering, Nayana Jugala,
two eyes,
Nilamani,
sapphire,
Darpana,
mirror,
Kanti,
luster,
Ganda,
neck.
Jalamala. Right. Translation for Purpose Vankishu Prabhupada. Translation. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. Purport, Vishnu Prabhupada. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu usually saw Lord Jagannath from a distance, standing behind the column of Garuda. However, upon not seeing Lord Jagannath for 15 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great separation from him. In great anxiety, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the meeting hall and entered the room where food was offered, just to see the face of Lord Jagannath. In verse 210, this action is called marjada langana, a violation of the regulative principles. This indicates that one should not come very near a superior. The deity of the Lord and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. This is called marjada. Otherwise, as is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity and the spiritual master should therefore always be very careful, for negligence may overcome them and their duty. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes have been compared to thirsty bumblebees, and Lord Jagannath's eyes have been compared to blossoming lotus flowers. The author has made these comparisons in order to describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while the Lord was deeply absorbed in ecstatic love for Lord Jagannath. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaktur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Garamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacharishtarani Vanchakalpatrubhischa Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's some, we had 4 purports here. Not very extensive, the last one, a little bit more. So many topics have been touched on. We'll try to expand a little bit here for April, your blessings. Of course, some of the devotees are mentioned there about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to visit the temple of Kashishvara, we mentioned already, and Govinda's very nice pastime with one of my... very dear pastimes that I have, that I remember with Govinda was kind of ties in with the next purport that, about the regulative principles and how they neglected the regulative principles to go see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, the devotees. So that pastime, of course, most of you all know that when Govinda was feeding Lord Chaitanya one time, Lord Chaitanya had lied down in the doorway, and after Lord Chaitanya's meal, Govinda would always massage his legs, but his legs were on the other side of the, and Lord Chaitanya was blocking. So Govinda asked Lord Chaitanya to move so that he could massage his legs, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, I can't move, you do whatever you want." So he took rest, and when he woke up, he saw that Govinda was on the other side where his feet were. And he asked, "How come you're there?" Govinda said, "Well, I had to massage your feet. I had to do my service." He said, "But how did you do that?" He said, "I crossed over your body. I put a cloth down and stepped over your body. But this is called marjada langana, violation of regular principles. We don't step over someone." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "That's okay, but to do your service, you stepped over my body, then why you didn't go back to eat your meal, your lunch?" He says, "That I couldn't do, because that's just my for my own benefit. But for your service, I'll neglect the regulative principles in this way." So these are some fine topics of instructive topics, how to engage in the service of the Lord. For the service of the Lord, just like maybe the most famous topic is there about Lord Chaitanya, I mean, Lord Krishna, when he had his headache, he asked for some dust from his feet of his devotees to cure his headache. So the gopis were very anxious, of course. They didn't care. So that is the mood of the devotees, that they don't care, they'll go to hell for the service of the Lord. If it pleases the Lord, they don't mind putting themselves in any difficult or dangerous position where even they make offenses to the Lord. I guess against offenses to the Lord, but a violation of the regulative principles. Of course, regulative principles are there. Rupa Goswami gave very nice in the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Hari Bhakti Vilas also has so many different principles of devotional service, how one should act in different ways. This is called Maryada, or the etiquette, or regulative principles. That is also mentioned when, who was it, Maitreya, Vidura, and Uddhava was there, Maitreya asked Uddhava to speak to him about topics of Krishna, wasn't it? And Uddhava said, no, Vidura is there, you should go to him because he's senior to me. So one has to learn these etiquette of how to engage in devotional service. One has to understand. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that how a dog, if he runs through the red light, nobody will object. But if the man drives the car through the red light, he'll be in trouble because rules and regulations mean for human life. Animal life, they're not bound by any restrictions or laws. But human life means restrictions and laws are there. You can't drive on the left side of the road because that's what they do in India or England. But we have to follow the laws, and ignorance is no excuse like that. One has to be conversant with the laws of the Lord in order to become to be safe. Otherwise, most obvious example is the little child touches the fire, he'll also get burnt. Ignorance is no excuse. Human life means to understand, this is called sambandha gyan, to understand what is our position and to act accordingly. So there's also here Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that this indicates that one should not come very near a superior, because familiarity breeds contempt. I was just curious about how Srila Prabhupada used many, that's actually an English proverb, familiarity breeds contempt, and I looked in the folio for other proverbs that Srila Prabhupada used, English proverbs. And it was interesting, so many different, of course, he also uses so many Bengali ones, but he used many English ones. And I was wondering if you know some of these proverbs that he used? Anybody knows some of these? Yes, Madhu Mohan.
Too much devotion is a sign of the thief.
Too much. I think, is that an English one? I don't think so. I think that's Bengali is there. Many a slip tricks the cup and the lip. He used that. Do you know where? No, anyway. Ladies, anyone? Some approval?
The bundle of sticks, it's hard to break, but a stick one is easy to break.
Is that an English proverb?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. How does it go? You know the.
Is it one twig is easy to break, but a
a lot of them together is hard to break. So if we're like a society, it's hard to break.
Yeah, association is so important like that. Otherwise, very easily one can becomes aloof from the society of devotees, becomes fall down. I was actually surprised that there were actually English proverbs like that. He used this face as the index of the mind. This is an English proverb. I wrote down a few. Necessity.
Necessity knows the law.
I found two different versions of it. Necessity knows the law. Knows no law. And necessity is the mother of invention, yes. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada just used to say, do the necessity. I think he used to say like that sometimes. Yes, forgot me.
Variety is the spice of life.
Variety is the spice of life or the mother of enjoyment, yes.
And the eyes are the window to the soul.
Eyes are the window to the soul. Yes, I didn't see that, but that sounds interesting, yes. A simple one that we used to have, Dharma
the
Dhamma
Dharma.
The
pen is mightier than the sword.
Pen is mightier than the sword, yes.
Money's the honey.
Huh?
Money's the honey.
And cleanliness is next to godliness. And one I heard. I was surprised, actually, and I heard it from Tatpur Swami, but I found it in Srila Prabhupada's books. He used a few times this, birds of a feather flock together. It's very interesting, though, that the one that we have today, actually found it in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Sanskrit. The one that we have today, familiarity breeds contempt. It's practically word for word. It says it's in the 10th canto, chapter 84, when the sages at Naimisharanya were there, and who was inquiring? I forget. Anyway, the Sanskrit says, Sanikarshotra marjanam anadarana karanam. Sanikarsha means very close, nearness, being very close to one. Marjanam of men. Anadarana means disrespect, and karanam, the cause of disrespect, being very familiar. This is Narada. The story behind this is that Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, stepfather, whatever, he inquired from the sages. So many sages had come to Kurukshetra at the eclipse to bathe at Kurukshetra, and Vasudeva was inquiring from the sages, how can one perform activities to counteract his sinful activities? What kind of activities one can perform? And Narada spoke this to the sages to kind of cover for Vasudeva that even though he's the father of Krishna and he's living with Krishna, he's actually exalted platform because of his because he's in that mood of parental love with Krishna. He's not to be considered that, because this familiarity breeds contempt is also used by, in the connection with Kardaman Devahuti, that husband and wife sometimes, because they're so closely related, sometimes also that contempt can arise, unless one acts, of course, properly, and he has the proper mood. That mood was nicely described in the purport by Srila Prabhupada to help one avoid that situation where that familiarity breeds contempt. But anyway, this story of Narada, he's speaking that to the sages that, no, you don't have to worry. Vasudeva is not becoming misled by this his association with Krishna or something like that. And all this same familiarity breed contempt was also found in the sixth canto when Indra was sitting with all of his other demigods like that, and they were glorifying Indra in so many different ways. And Brihaspati came to the assembly, and Indra didn't give him any attention like that. And Brihaspati left the assembly because he could understand that Indra was very puffed up, and he was his disciple after all. And Indra was supposed to have respected Brihaspati, offering him a seat, offering him some words of praise like that. But he didn't. And Brihaspati, when he left, this Indra, he became implicated in this great offense to Brihaspati. And so shortly afterwards, the demons came on the advice of Shukracharya. He said that, oh, he's Indra's offended his spiritual master, so now we can very easily conquer them. So this way, familiarity breeds contempt, or pride comes before a fall. Srila Prabhupada also used a couple more. I just mentioned here that he used a couple other sayings, that everyone's servant is no one's servant, and one man's food is another man's poison. Another one, favorite of mine. So, in connection with Indra, it's Srila Prabhupada quotes one very important verse. He says that Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyita karichit, that the spiritual master, this is I think Krishna speaking to Uddhava in the 11th canto, that Krishna says that Acharya mam vijaniyam, that you should understand that the Acharya, the spiritual master, is as good as me, mam vijaniyam. Navamanyita karichit, that one should never disrespect the spiritual master. Namarcha buddhya suyeta, that one should not think that he's an ordinary person or become envious of him in any way. Because sarva deva mayo guru, that he's the embodiment of all the demigods like that. So this is the principles, regulative principles. I had so many things to say. I have a shortage of time, I think. But one thing I wanted to just touch on here is that Chaitanya, this Krishnadas Kaviraj here, gives some analogies. He describes the Lord's eyes were just like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath. And it came to mind something very nicely from Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's sometimes the Lord is compared to lotus feet and bumblebee eyes like that. But these comparisons, these are not actually at all appropriate, because the Lord's, the beauty of the Lord and his limbs, and they can't be compared with anything. They're simply some kind of benchmark, something that we see that we can, but anyway, I wanted to read a little section here from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's described, I want to go back, one verse goes back, that when Lord Chaitanya was a scholar, acting as a scholar before he manifested himself as a devotee or as the Supreme Lord, of course, one time Srivas Pandit met him and he smiled and he inquired. He says, "Oh, best of the arrogant, Udatera Chudamani, the crown jewel of the arrogant, where are you going? Why do you usually waste your time by not worshiping Lord Krishna? Why do you spend day and night simply teaching mundane knowledge? Why do people study? Education is only for understanding devotional service to Lord Krishna. Therefore, don't waste your time any longer. You have studied enough. Now you should worship Krishna. Nimai smiled and said, "Listen, Pandit, that will certainly be done by your mercy." After speaking in this way, Mahaprabhu smiled and departed for the bank of the Ganges where he met his students. Sri Sachinandana then sat on the bank of the Ganges with his students surrounding him on all sides. I could not describe the beauty of that scene even if I had millions of mulls. There is no comparison in the three worlds. I cannot compare that scene with the moon surrounded by stars because the moon has spots and it also waxes and wanes. This Lord, however, is eternally complete and spotless. Therefore, a comparison with the moon is unjustified. I cannot compare Nimai with even Brihaspati, because Brihaspati is partial to the demigods. This Lord, however, is partial to everyone, and therefore a comparison with Brihaspati is also unjustified. Nor can I compare Nimai with Cupid, because if Cupid appears in one's heart, that heart becomes agitated. When this Lord appears in one's heart, when this Lord appears in one's heart, however, all one's material bondage is destroyed and his heart becomes pure and happy. Therefore, all these comparisons are improper. But there is one comparison that I can think of. Somebody can say? One comparison? Huh? What? Yes, yes. Just as the son of Nanda enjoyed his pastime sitting amongst the cowherd boys on the bank of the Jamuna, that same Krishna in the form of a Brahman now enjoyed pastime sitting with those same cowherd boys on the bank of the Ganges. So comparisons, and also this mood was followed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that when he's describing the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, there was an eclipse. So Krishnadas points out that Akalanka Gorachandra Dila Darshan Sakalanka Chandra Arakon Prayojan. He says that when Lord Chaitanya, the spotless moon, Akalanka Gorachandra Dila Darshan, when he gives his darshan, when he appears, Sakalanka means the spotted moon, Arakon Prayojan. What is the use of the moon with his spots? So he gives that very poetic description that what is the use of the moon in the face of Lord, in the presence of Lord Chaitanya. So we're have some kind of appointment we have to go. Anybody has quick comments or questions? Yes. Sukadev Mataji.
Two things. One, I've heard of a, you know, older advanced devotee cooking for Srila Prabhupada and the deities and actually tasted the food to make sure it was okay before it was offered. It seems like that was in the same category as Govinda, not really taking it for the...
Srila Prabhupada did that?
No, Prabhupada. It was a devotee.
A devotee?
I actually heard that it was Mother Yamuna.
Mother Yamuna?
Yeah.
Really?
So anyway, just...
Okay.
A comment.
I don't know if that's recommended.
I'm not recommending.
But,
I'm not recommending. I was just saying, you know, the comparison of.
Yeah.
You know, doing it for the pleasure of the Lord, really, not for her own.
Yeah.
Gratification. Seems like it would fit in.
No, Tajiya Samnadoshaya, we don't make any judgments on others if they're advanced in devotional service.
Maybe only she would be qualified to do something like that. The other thing was, you know, the dispersion master is so glorious, and we see so often today where people reject the spiritual master or change spiritual masters. So I was just wondering if you wanted to comment on that, because from what you were reading, it's a very serious offense to do that. And it seems like it's taken very cheaply today. And when I was in a class, and the person giving the class is talking about a woman who, in someplace in Eastern Europe, and so she got initiated by a guru who was preaching there. And then when she went to Mayapur, she said she felt cheated because there were so many gurus to choose from. And she didn't feel like her guru was as good or something. And I thought, my goodness, here she was rescued, you know, by this person. And now she's feeling that he's not as qualified as others. So
sometimes,
maybe...
Yeah. Sometimes in a very few words that you can get some good understanding, Srila Prabhupada made very simple, clearly, with just a few words, he says that one should not accept a spiritual master like one accepts a dog. It's not, you can take a dog, get a different dog any day like that, but a spiritual master, accepting a spiritual master is a very serious commitment. And one should not take it lightly. First of all, I mean, there's many things that we're in conditioned life, we're very much concerned seeing what we want to see, all this and everything, but one should accept the spiritual master by hearing. One has to hear that he's speaking accordance with the Shastra and the sadhus and the guru. He has to be, and if one accepts a spiritual master, he or she has to dedicate themselves, dedicate their life to serving the spiritual master. Chakrudan, Diloje, Janme, Janme. I was thinking what to speak when we were on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. I was didn't really want to speak, but I was thinking what I could speak. And I was thinking that this is one of the last things I heard from Srila Prabhupada in a lecture. He spoke on these two lines from the prayers that we sing at Guru Puja, that the Chakridan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhu Se Divya Gyan Ridhi Prakasita, that the spiritual master is our Lord and Master birth after birth. It's not something we change spiritual master like that. One has to first of all accept spiritual master. He has to commit himself. If he's not ready to commit his life, then he shouldn't take the initiation. And then, yeah. My mom.
I was also thinking of the 11th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita where Arjuna felt that he committed offense by being so familiar with Krishna.
Yes, he was lying on the same bed and talking very intimately.
And of course, the same phrase that we say, the spiritual master, I bow down his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. So the awe and reverence for the spiritual master is supposed to be there.
Yes, of course. I have some.
I just want to speak from the other side. Not
the other side of the room?
No, the other side of the equation. On this
okay.
Room. That not to... I'm not saying that what that woman did...
Mike, in the mic.
That theoretical woman did in... that maybe that real woman did, but I'm just saying for... Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, there are.
Point is we always put the onus on the as a person who joined the Hare Krishna movement right after Prabhupada left the planet, just 6 months after he left the planet, we've seen gurus come up and fall down, come up and fall down, come up and fall down. So you might put the thing as one should never accept a spiritual master. Unless he's ready to dedicate his life to him, you can make that statement. But there's also another statement that could be made, and that's one should not become a spiritual master.
Of course. That injunction. Yeah,
unless he's really willing and ready and capable of walking.
Fifth canto. So
both things
are there,
and the onus doesn't always fall on the person who's moved on from one spiritual master to another. That's all I want to say.
Can I go first? Well, it sounds like this theoretical person and who's theoretically in Mayapur, theoretically shopping around. Mayapur, I mean, it sounds like it's possible they're shopping outside of ISKCON, which is fine. But, no? Okay. But, because Mayapur, there's quite a mall of gurus there, you know, within the Gaudiya tradition. But besides that, you know, this guru sadhu and shastra, one thing is, let's say, you know, you take diksha from someone and maybe that sense of awe that was initially there isn't quite there in the same way, but they're still a sadhu, they're trying. So what's this accepting and rejecting as a question? And besides that, it seems like it's a very super shallow understanding of the whole guru-disciple relationship to begin with, in one sense, because then there's the diksha guru, the shiksha guru. I mean, shiksha gurus can, you know, having a primary relationship with imbibing that, you know, is fluid and dynamic to a degree. One doesn't have to reject the diksha guru to do that, or at least as a sadhu. So it's not like, you know, oh, this is the latest car model and I missed out. I bought into the lease on this other car and now I'm stuck for four more years or four more lifetimes. And then another point that could be considered is ultimately the potency of the guru-disciple relationship comes from Krishna. You know, it's Krishna's always there in the heart, making arrangements. It's not that somehow Krishna's this impersonal, disembodied being, and it's only through the guru that Krishna can act. I mean, Krishna is guru, the sadhu, the shastra, is Krishna in the heart. I mean, he's acting constantly in everything, and it's him who says that we approach the guru and serve. You know, I mean, he could tell us to approach a seat cushion, and that would work too, if that's what he wanted us to do, in theory. But, you know, he tells us to approach his devotee, his servant, and he says,
okay. Well, the I don't know.